Good morning. Yesterday, being Valentine's Day, we heard Professor John Rhyme eloquently expound on love and what it is, and just as importantly, what love is not. And we know that every good gift and every perfect gift comes from above and comes down from the Father of lights. And love is one of those many spiritual gifts that our Father has showered upon us. Today, though, I would like to concentrate on a gift that's not on this list. It's a gift that comes in small doses, a day at a time, an hour at a time, and develops so gradually within you that you might not even notice it compared to some other gifts. The gift is related to knowledge, but it goes far deeper than just straight knowledge of facts. I'm speaking of the gift of insight. Insight helps us to unravel some of the mysteries found in Scripture and to make sense of the symbolism in the Word of God. You might be surprised by how much insight you already have. I'm about to rattle through 20 examples of insight, all of which have insight in common, but there's something else that is a common thread that goes through all of these examples. Try to figure out what that is. First of all, you fully understand the significance of the house built on the sand compared to the house built on the rock. Even though others may be sucked into love for earthly treasures, you know how to lay up treasures in heaven. And more importantly, you know why. By now, you know what it means to keep on asking and seeking and knocking and what will come of it. You know the significance and the significant difference, between the narrow gate and the wide gate. You understand what it means to turn the other cheek and to go the second mile. Your insight helps you in determining why it's so important to forgive others. You know the cost of discipleship and why the rich man was so sad when he walked away from Jesus. These aren't just stories. You know what they mean. Parables might have been difficult for those smart Pharisees to grasp, but not for you. You know how the growth of a tiny mustard seed is a picture of faith doing mighty things. Speaking of seeds, your keen insight helps you to interpret the story of the sower of the seed, as well as the story of the wheat and the tares. When a man sells all that he has just to buy a pearl, you understand what that pearl of great price represents. And when a young man wastes in his inheritance on sinful living and is welcomed home anyway, you understand who the young man really is and who the kind father really is. Consider those people that don't possess your insight to understand God's Word like you do. They need somebody like you who has the key to free them from their prison of misunderstanding. That's why Jesus calls you the salt of the earth and the light of the world. Insight is more than simply having knowledge. Here are more examples. We may have the knowledge that persecutions will come, but insight helps us deal with those persecutions. You know what a little bit of yeast does in some bread dough. But insight helps you apply that fact to your own life in a spiritual sense. Everyone understands the value of rest for the body. But insight helps us comprehend rest for the soul. We all know that we'll die someday. But insight helps us understand death as simply a portal to a far better place. Knowledge helps or tells us that sheep need a shepherd. I mean, they're helpless, even stupid at times. Insight shows us that we are the sheep that need saving. Insight helps us determine who's greater in the kingdom of heaven, the knowledgeable Pharisee or the little one with childlike faith. Insight helps us deal with a fellow Christian who sins against us. It's really a perfect gift, and it keeps on getting better within you. One church service at a time, one chapel at a time, one Bible-based class at a time, and one personal Bible study session at a time. So did you catch what all these 20 examples have in common? These examples of insight? All of these gems come from a single book of the Bible. The book of, tell me. Nobody brave? The book of Matthew. If that's what you're thinking, you're right. Look at all the insight you have, and it's just all from one book of the Bible. So, insight helps us in understanding the Bible, but can it help us to answer some of the tough questions today? Well, you already know it can and does. Insight can be useful in debate between creation and evolution. Insight can explain how the flood formed today's coal seams and oil deposits, or why fish fossils are found on mountaintops. Because of insight, we don't have to be scared about global warming or ozone depletion. A person with insight can explain why there are wars or terrorism, or why a young man in Connecticut kills his mother and then goes to a small school to murder a couple of dozen other people before taking his own life. Insight can help us protect the sanctity of marriage and keep it between a man and a woman. And insight helps us with protecting the sanctity of human life. Imagine what life would be like without your spiritual insight. There are those who absolutely don't want to hear it when you want to share the gospel. Jesus spoke about people who, seeing they do not see, and hearing they do not hear, nor do they understand. There comes a point where people like this say, I won't see, and I won't hear, and you can't make me. And Jesus' response eventually is, okay, be blind and be deaf. But to his followers, Jesus says, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. This insight is really quite a wonderful gift, but it's nothing to boast about, that's for sure. Jesus says, it was given to you to know the mysteries of heaven. Notice the word given. Insight is one of those perfect gifts from above. So I say to you, cherish the gift of insight. It's something that has sprouted within you and continues to grow to this day. Pray for more insight. Desire it. And please, pass it on to others. We'll sing the hymn on the screen.